Hello?
Hello.
Hi, may I speak with Julius?
Who is this?
My name is Ed Julius. I'm calling for National Opinion Service. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation.
All right.
Okay, thank you. First of all, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know that we're calling you on your cell phone, so we would like to make this as quick as possible, and we really appreciate your time. Yes? You're in a good place?
Yes.
You can talk? Okay, thank you. Just to be sure that we are representing everybody, may I ask you race? I have white, African-American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian?
Black.
Thank you. And I know that it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 election for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Thank you. And just to make sure that we have every age group, may I have your age, please?
I'm 66.
Thank you, sir. And please raise your level of motivation for voting in the next year presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10. What number would you give me?
10.
Thank you. Some people care a lot about politics, while politics is less important to other people. How important would you say politics is to you, your personal identity? Very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not important at all?
Very important.
Thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
A Democrat.
A strong Democrat or not so strong?
Very strong Democrat.
Thank you, sir. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm satisfied.
Thank you. When you hear about inflation and the rising costs, who or what do you blame the most? I'm going to read you a list. Let me know when I get to the one that you feel that is the one that is to blame. The Federal Reserve raising interest rates, that's one. Big businesses, and corporate price gouging and greed. Republicans in Congress, the Biden administration and their policies, or the COVID pandemic.
Big businesses, greed.
Thank you. And now I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say that they want their members of Congress to focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have your member of Congress focus on. You said 10 if it is the most important, or 5 if it is somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Here's the first one. Reducing gun violence. Not important at all, somewhat important, or extremely important?
Extremely important, Ted.
Thank you, sir. And protecting abortion and reproductive rights. 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Fighting against the rise of white nationalism. 0 to 10.
Say it again. What's the question on that?
Fighting back against the rise of white nationalism. Thank you. Thank you. Creating a pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants. People that have no papers. Thank you. Thank you. Reforming the criminal justice system to hold police more accountable by providing oversight from the Department of Justice. 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods. 0-10. Thank you. Switching gears a little, and generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Approve or disapprove?
Approve.
So strongly or somewhat?
Strongly approved.
Thank you, sir. And now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, of which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or you have never heard of a person or organization, just let me know. Barack Obama. How you, from 0 to 100, how do you feel about... I'm sorry?
Go ahead, ask the question about Obama.
Okay, the question is how you feel about him. You feel a source of some people in the organization. If you feel very warm and favorable, that's 100. If you feel cold and unfavorable, that's a 0. And if you feel 50, that means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. How you feel about Barack Obama between 0 and 100?
100.
Thank you, sir. And how about the NAACP?
100.
And how about the Republican Party?
50.
Thank you. How about Hakeem Jeffries?
100.
Thank you. And how about Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
50.
Thank you. And what about Joe Biden?
100.
What about Planned Parenthood?
100.
Thank you. And what about Donald Trump?
0.
Thank you. Okay, moving right along. I know that it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and their candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, and Independent Cornel West, would you vote for Donald Trump, Joe Biden, or Cornel West?
Man, it's 100% Biden.
Thank you. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
I'll vote for Biden any day.
Thank you. Okay, now thinking about racism in America today, do you think it's getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
About the same.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you two statements. Please tell me which you agree with more. Statement B. Some people say that the ongoing struggle for gay rights in America affects African Americans too, and that we have to fight back against all of these attacks. That's statement A. Other people say that the ongoing struggle for gay rights in America is taken away from the attention needed to focus on securing the rights of the African American community. Which statement do you agree with more, A or B?
That's a tough one. I don't care much about either
or
not. Okay, let's say B.
Okay. Somewhat or somewhat more or much more?
Somewhat more.
Thank you. Thank you. And have you recently read or seen or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing? Yes, a lot. Yes, some. Only a little. Nothing at all.
I know a lot.
Thank you. And has... what you have seen or heard recently about President Biden and his administration make you more or less favorable towards them? Much more favorable, somewhat more unfavorable, much more unfavorable. Does it make you more?
Very, very favorable.
Okay. Much more favorable, right?
Yeah, much more favorable.
Thank you. I want to read you, I want to read for you some of the things that Joe Biden has gotten accomplished in his first 2 years in office. For each one, tell me how important that is to you. Okay, so the first one is provide rental assistance to over 10 million people to help keep them in their homes. Will you say that that's very important? Somewhat important, not very important, not important at all?
Very important.
Thank you. Cut black unemployment to under 5%, the lowest ever in recorded history. Very important, somewhat important, not very important, not at all important.
Very important.
Thank you. Establish Juneteenth as a federal holiday to commemorate the end of slavery. You know what the Juneteenth is, right? I'm pretty sure.
Correct.
Do you feel that that's very important, somewhat important, not very important, not at all important, to establish that as a holiday, as a federal holiday?
It's important.
Very or somewhat?
Very important.
Thank you, sir. Make the largest investments in repairing our nation's bridges and roads in over 50 years, helping to improve transportation for both businesses and everyday Americans, expanding broadband to low-income communities, creating more jobs, making America more competitive. Very important, somewhat important, not very important, not important at all. Not at all important.
Very important. Very important.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. And now that we have discussed some of the accomplishments of the last 2 years, I'd like to ask you again, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Strongly approve, somewhat approve. Strongly
approve, yeah.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you some lessons others have given for why it is important to vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that is very convincing reason to vote, or 5 means that is somewhat convincing reason, and a 0 means that is not at all a convincing reason to vote in the 2024 presidential elections. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Here comes the first one. MAGA Republicans are banning books and are allowing the accurate telling of the history of slavery and racism in this country. They are trying to erase our history from American history. If they erase our history, we'd learn nothing from the horrors and mistakes of American history and are at a risk of repeating it. Our goal should be to teach the truth and prepare all children for a more united future in order to emphasize the contributions and importance of all of us. Regardless of race, we must vote for it. Do you feel that that's a convincing argument? Not all convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing?
It's a convincing argument.
Very?
Very convincing, yeah.
Thank you, sir. Extremist conservatives have taken control of the courts in this country, and now we are facing the consequences. In the last few years, the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, strike down affirmative action, roll back large parts of the Voting Rights Act, limited the rights of same-sex couples, and rejected student loan forgiveness. The Supreme Court has real impact on our lives, and these judges are appointed directly by the political leaders we elect. We must vote to put a check on this out-of-control court trying to roll back our rights. Is that a very convincing argument? Not at all convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing?
Very convincing.
Thank you, sir. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you now, please raise your level of motivation for voting in the next year's presidential elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use a number between 0 and 10.
Extremely motivated to vote.
10, thank you. Okay, and then what stood out the most about the arguments you have heard, with Joe Biden and all that? Give me one specific, I have to write it down, just give me something specific that makes you have that opinion about the president and all the things that he's doing. One specific, just one specific thing that you feel to you is that's very important, and that's the reason why, you know, you like him.
I like him because he's making the economy better.
Okay. Economy better. Okay, and what else? That's good. Just one thing.
Because the economy is better, student loans should be go. They have to forgive student loans and helping the cost of living to go down, and rents should go down. Mortgages should rent should go down. But people cannot afford to pay the way rents are. Rent is very expensive right now.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of ways that some people were contacted during this 2020 midterm campaign season. For each, please tell me if you recall any campaigns contacting you in that way. TV ads, yes or no?
The TV ads did not come. No, the TV ads did not convince me.
Okay. No, if they contacted you during the 2020 midterm campaign season, that's the question.
Yes, they did. Yes, I was contacted.
Okay, thank you. Social media, internet ads, yes or no?
Yes.
And how about radio ads?
No.
And how about text messages?
Yes.
And how about door knocks?
Yes.
And what about phone calls?
Yes.
And what about someone canvassing neighborhood?
Yes.
And how about mailers? You got anything in the mail?
Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. We would like a 92%. It's only a few more questions. I want to thank you so much for participating. You don't know how important it is for the success of this research. Thank you, sir. Now, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
College. 4-year college.
A BA? You have a BA?
Yes.
Thank you. Are you married? I'm married, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as a very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Thank you. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any or none of your neighbors are white? Nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any or none at all?
Nearly all are white. Nearly all are white.
Thank you. And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
It's urban.
Suburban?
No, urban.
Oh, urban. Oh, the city, okay.
Yes, I live in the city.
Thank you. Were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
Yes.
And were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
Yes.
And were you born outside of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. This concludes our survey. You've been great. Thank you so very much for your participation. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Take care, sir.
Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.